And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
So what day is it?
Columbus Day. Time to celebrate.
Time to celebrate.
How do you want to celebrate?
An extra long Columbus Day weekend.
So Columbus Day.
We don't really celebrate
Columbus Day.
I learned the true meaning of Columbus Day.
But instead of Columbus Day, it will be for
Native Americans.
Happy Native American Day.
Let the show begin.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. You're listening to Mornings with the Leader Man. Today's morning opening music is kind of dull. But I think I have worked out all the bugs since the first hour, which is probably a really good thing, considering we have a guest to the second hour. Steve is out. I think he's been abducted by aliens, or he just wanted to take the day off and punish me. I don't know. But he's not here. You have me. I'm doing the best I can to not screw anything up. So with that said, I will introduce our guests because there's no reason to listen to me blabber over here about nothing when we have guests in the studio. Joining me again this hour is Mr. John Zumwalt. Good morning again, John.
Well, hello, Dorothy. I'm glad at least you did remember my name.
Hey, just so you know, because you always say, I put your little name on a post-it note and put it in front of me. Not that I forgot the first hour, but I had to put that out there. Sorry.
Well, good. You've only been griping at me for like 3-4 years now. So
I can look at you and still forget what your name is in a normal conversation.
I do the same exact
but
thing.
But what it is I didn't want to forget our guests, even though I've met our guest before on several occasions. But I will let you introduce the guest we have in the studio this morning.
All right. Well, Moore County, when we have guests on here, we try to have guests that will have some impact on you. We try to have a guest that when they say something, you can actually understand that what that means to you as a citizen. And we certainly have that on here today. We have the insurance commissioner for the state of North Carolina, and a guy that we've had on here before, Steve Causey.
Mike Causey.
See, I had his name right on my post-it. Should I have given you my post-it? You can't reach it from all the way over here, though.
You know what? Even as I was reading that, I thought, that's not right.
Steve's my brother. I do have a brother, Steve.
Let me start this again. Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Glad to be with you.
And tell Steve hello when you see him.
I'll do it. Sure will.
Steve, you know what? You're a guy who's, okay, you are the insurance commissioner. But you hold so many other positions, or at least areas of authority, that it's hard to just talk about one. But let's start with insurance commissioner.
Okay, and also when you're elected insurance commissioner in North Carolina, you're elected state fire marshal. Now it's not on the ballot, but that's the top part of the job.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to start with state fire marshal because I think there's some shenanigans going on there, and I think folks need to hear about it.
Well, there is some language in the state budget that's going to be devastating to the volunteer firefighters across North Carolina, as well as drive up people's homeowners insurance. And this was a bill that was filed back in March. Actually, the bill was filed March 27th of 2023 by three senators. Why? We don't know why, but the bill, Senate Bill 363, is to make the Office of State Fire Marshal an independent agency. So take the title State Fire Marshal away from the insurance commissioner and create a whole new level of bureaucracy by creating a job for somebody with the title State Fire Marshal. And ever since the Department of Insurance has been created, and that was back in 1899, fire safety and fire insurance and anything to do with fire departments has always been associated with the insurance commissioner and Department of Insurance. And for the past 85 years, since 1940, the elected insurance commissioner of the state of North Carolina has served in a dual role as state fire marshal. And when Jim Long was commissioner in the 1980s, he's the longest serving insurance commissioner, served for 24 years. He developed what we now know today as the Office of State Fire Marshal. And he had a fellow named Tim Bradley that actually oversaw the Office of State Fire Marshal. And Tim Bradley has been in the fire service almost 50 years and is today head of the North Carolina State Firefighters Association. And every group that I know is opposed to this legislation. Now, the funny thing about it, John, is the legislation didn't go anywhere in the regular session. But in the middle of the night, with all of these shenanigans that you referred to, somebody took the language from Senate Bill 363 and stuck it in the state budget. So it's now in the state budget, and it's already confirmed. So the only way this thing can be changed is in what's called technical corrections. And the legislature will be back in town this week. They can work on the technical corrections this week, or if not this week, over the next couple of weeks.
How likely is it that they would change that?
Well, the people that I've talked to in the House would like to change it. They've heard from their volunteer fire departments. They know all the fire association groups are opposed to it. We have, for some reason, the Senate leadership seems to be resistant to making the change. So I think people do need to call the Senate and call their local legislators and let their voice be heard.
Mike, I often get text questions while I'm talking to my guests, and I just got one, and it was a question I was going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
I'll read it verbatim. Was this to punish Causey for speaking out against other things?
Well, that's a good question, and that's always a possibility, because I was vocal against the Blue Cross and Blue Shield legislation. Blue Cross had filed this bill, House Bill 346, and I thought it was a bad idea then. I still think it's a bad idea. It allows Blue Cross to take any amount of money from Blue Cross, the insurance company, move it out of the insurance company into a private holding company that they create with no oversight, no regulatory, anybody looking over their shoulder. So it passed, and I currently have a good working relationship with Blue Cross. So I don't have any issues at this time with Blue Cross, but apparently some of the legislators that were pushing that didn't like the fact that I opposed that. We have learned over the past few days that there was one small group of the union firefighters out of Asheville. And this is a very small percentage, less than 4% of all the firefighters in the state belong to that union. And we thought we had a good working relationship with the union firefighters, but apparently there was a handful of folks within the professional firefighters and paramedics association in North Carolina under the IAF, the International Association of Firefighters umbrella, that want every firefighter to be a member of the union, and they don't like what the Department of Insurance is doing. They don't like what the Firefighters Association's doing, and they've been very critical of the leadership in all of those areas. But every major firefighter group, and that includes the Fire Marshals Association, the State Firefighters Association, the Fire Chiefs Association, as well as the National Association of State Fire Marshals, they are all united in being adamantly opposed to making any changes, because this office today, the Office of State Fire Marshal, is the best it's ever been, and we have upgraded and improved the class ratings in over 80% of the fire departments in the state, including most, if not all, the fire departments here in Moore County.
Well, let's talk for a minute about how that's going to affect the people of Moore County, which is what we care about. We've got to consider how long it's going to take to stand up a whole new bureaucracy. And when you get a whole bunch of bureaucrats involved, they're going to want to have their own office. They're going to want to have all new people, new secretaries, new desks, new cars, new everything. And that's going to cost us money, isn't it, Mike?
Absolutely. And the crazy thing about it, in the budget, the legislation says this change has to take effect January 1, 2024. Now, you think about that. You're taking 85 years of history and turning it upside down and say you got to make this change within the next couple of months. It's physically impossible. And the budget actually spells out this new job created by this legislation will pay, to begin with, an annual salary of $135,000. And when you add the benefit package to that and the staff, you begin to see $200,000, $300,000 or $400,000. This is another layer of bureaucracy that the taxpayers shouldn't have to deal with.
Well, doing my research, even though I apparently researched the wrong name, it's my understanding that this, having you there, or having your predecessors there, this has worked very, very well. We guys have been proactive on the insurance.
Exactly. We're the best in the nation. North Carolina is number one in the nation when it comes to quality fire departments. The people of North Carolina have elected me twice, in 2016 and again in 2020. They elected me to serve as insurance commissioner and state fire marshal. And when I was sworn in initially in 2016, I was sworn in a minute after midnight at a volunteer fire department to show my support for the volunteer firefighters. And no administration has done more for the fire departments in North Carolina than the Mike Causey group since 2017. And to give you an example, John, when I took this job in 2017, we had six Class 1 departments. Now, fire departments are rated on a scale of 1 to 10. A 10 is a rural, unrated area, no fire hydrants, low water sources. A 9 is a rural area. So if you're a homeowner and you live in a Class 9 or 10 fire district, you're paying the highest per 1,000 homeowners insurance that you can pay in North Carolina. I'll give an example. One of the fire departments in Franklin County, in Franklinton, went improved from a Class 9S all the way up to a 4, and every homeowner in that district actually got a lowered homeowner's insurance. And one of the homeowners stopped by the fire department the other day, spoke to the fire chief, and he said, "I just want to thank you and your firefighters for what you've done for this community." Because my homeowners, instead of going up like everybody else's has, actually went down by more than $400 this past year because of the improvements. And in 2017, we had six Class 1 departments, and those were only the large cities, Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, those the big cities. Today, we have 30 Class 1 departments, including smaller towns like Wilson, Rocky Mount, Hickory, and even real small towns like Granite Quarry and Faith in Rowan County. So Class 2 departments are up there in the best of the best also. We had a dozen Class 2 departments in 2017 compared to 86 Class 2 departments today. So fire departments are in the best shape they've ever been. The insurance companies are happy with our system. And changing this system, we don't know what this is going to do to our homeowners, and it's probably going to be a negative impact on consumers having to pay more for homeowners.
Well, Mike, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I am not normally a person who is I try to be very real with our guests. I don't try to sugarcoat things, but I'm going to have to give you some credit here. I wouldn't bring this up, but it's no secret that you sit up to the pressure of the GOP chair, Robin Hayes, refused to take bribes, cooperated with the FBI, and that resulted in some indictments against Hayes and some lobbyists. You must have made some people angry during that time. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not, but it's a shame that the people of North Carolina have got to be victims of any type of retribution that might be might be fired at you.
Well, John, I will withhold comment. This is an ongoing federal investigation, and I've got to go back to federal court in November on this case on a retrial. So at this time, my attorneys have asked me not to make any comments that could be used against me or maybe undermine this case. So it's something that you can read about in the news reports.
Well, I want to make sure no one misunderstands and believes that you are a defendant here, because you're not. And also, I want to give out a shout-out to one of your employees. We don't normally do this, but we'll say hello to Kip Dennis, a good friend of ours. So besides being the fire marshal, what else do you do? It's like you've got about 40 hats that you wear as the insurance commissioner.
We do. We oversee building inspections. We oversee the state building code council, and we regulate engineering codes. We regulate collection agencies. We have law enforcement. We have sworn law enforcement officers that make arrests anywhere in North Carolina. We primarily go after insurance fraud and white-collar crime. We also are teamed up with federal law enforcement. We have a couple of folks sworn as U.S. Marshals that are on the Homeland Security task force to go after some of the problems we have with terrorism and illegal immigration that you talked about earlier today on your show. We have a special agent that's assigned to the FBI White Collar Crime Task Force to go after white collar crime. We have several people that work with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to investigate and make arrests for Medicare fraud. And Medicaid fraud primarily is worked through the Health and Human Services, but we work with those folks also. And most recently, we signed an agreement with the Social Security Administration where we have a couple of special agents sworn as U.S. Marshals to investigate and make arrests for Social Security fraud. Now, the good news to the North Carolina taxpayers is those folks that work totally on federal investigations, their salaries, their vehicle benefits, the whole package is paid for, reimbursed by the federal government as opposed to the North Carolina taxpayers.
You know, I know you're in town to speak to one of the schools about fire safety and how to prevent fires. And, of course, kids always love seeing the fire trucks
they
show
do.
Up.
Right.
And get to climb on them. But what can you tell us, the Moore County citizens, about some things that we need to know about what our insurance may or may not do and how to keep it lower?
Well, this is Fire Prevention Month. It's actually this week is Fire Prevention Week, so we're kicking off Fire Prevention Week, and almost every fire department in North Carolina is participating in some way or other with Fire Prevention Month. But this year's theme is Cooking Safety Starts With You. Pay attention to fire prevention. So more than half the fires that start are cooking fires. So people put something in the stove, in the oven, and they get a phone call, they step outside the house, and they forget about it, and their house burns down. So we're trying to bring awareness to that. So today we're going to a daycare center. You can't start too young, as Dorothy said earlier. To let these children see what firefighters do and to learn about fire safety, and they can take those safety tips home and hopefully educate their parents. But I can't thank our first responders enough, John, for what they do every day to keep us safe. We have great employees at the Department of Insurance and Office of State Fire Marshal, and a number of folks right here in Moore County that, work with us.
Well, you know, you guys, I used to think before I got married that that smoke alarm meant it was ready. But, I thought that for years. But I want to mention, you guys have also recovered millions of dollars in fraud money.
We have, and that was one of my goals when I took this job, is to get tough on insurance fraud. And that came about because during my campaign travels across the state, I heard one insurance agency after another tell me about all the fraud that they've seen. And when you do a little research, you find out that fraud is a huge problem for everybody in the country. It's hundreds of billions of dollars. And every time you pay a dollar in insurance premium, about 20 cents of that dollar is going to cover insurance fraud. So if you don't get tough on fraud, it's going to get worse and our insurance premiums will keep going up. So we have been tough on all of these staged auto accidents, the people driving around with no insurance, people filing fake claims, and there's all kinds of fraud, but health insurance is the biggest. And the experts tell me that 40%, 4 out of every 10 health insurance claims is a fraud.
You know, that's a pretty staggering thing to hear, that many. What about the Safe Driver program you have?
We do so much to promote driving safety. We have a program called Safe Kids North Carolina, and we go around the state, do programs in schools. We partner with the Governor's Highway Safety Program. And when school started back, we had all of these safe driving events to educate people on making sure you slow down in a school zone, try to curtail the number of people that are passing a stop school bus. And we also do other programs like the drug take-back programs, Operation Medicine Drop. So everything we do is about keeping children safe, about keeping people safe. We just had Child Passenger Safety Week a few weeks ago, and we actually give away child passenger safety seats. Fire departments, sheriff's offices, police departments, all of those participate in our child passenger safety programs. We have checkpoints. If you've got children, call your local fire department, find out, go to our website, ncdoi.gov, look at the permanent check stations we have, and it's all about safety and keeping kids safe.
Let's talk a minute about insurance for drivers. This is something that really concerns parents. Every parent gets a sticker shock when they realize their teenager's about to drive. And if the teenager gets one ticket, may the good Lord be with him when it comes to cost. But what I want to ask you is this. Mike, of all the different insurance companies, and when people shop around, like I've had the same insurance company for 20 years. I'm with GEICO. And I've been very happy with them. But when people shop around, there's so many different companies that they could look at. Are some, and some, they're different prices, but are they that much different? Are there some that you just need to stay away from? I don't expect you to name names, but how careful do you have to be with these things?
You have to be very careful, and there are absolutely some you should stay away from. You know, my philosophy has always been to find a local agent, get somebody locally that you can talk with in person, preferably, or at least pick up the phone and give them a call, and shy away from the companies that are promoting mostly on television or online. And you want to look at the companies that do the best job in paying claims. Look at the J.D. Power reports and we have a number of companies in North Carolina. Some are based here in North Carolina that do an excellent job in paying claims. So, you know, as commissioner, I can't take sides and say, well, this is the ones I prefer, but we have some great companies here. North Carolina Farm Bureau, we have farmers all over the state. You don't have to be a farmer to purchase insurance from them, but you do have to be a member of Farm Bureau. We also have the Independent Insurance Agents Association that represents a myriad, a laundry list of good insurance companies. And almost every county in the state has an agent, insurance agency that's a member of the independent insurance agent. So I would do your homework, look online for the companies that have the most consumer complaints. If they have a lot of consumer complaints, stay away from those companies. Don't look for the cheapest premium. That's number one. Look for the companies that do the best job in paying claims. And now, John, I know nobody listening today has ever had a problem with an insurance claim of any kind.
Yeah.
But if they do, the thing to do is to call me or call our office. Go to that website, ncdoi.gov. We got a little button on there. You can file a complaint in about 45 seconds. And we get good results. We've got people on the phones right now, every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you give me the information, we'll have somebody call you, and they'll call your insurance company. And if they're not wanting to pay the claim, we'll get it settled for you.
All right, Mike, we've got about a minute left. And by the way, we are talking to Mike Causey. We were talking to Steve earlier. Mike Causey, the insurance commissioner for the state of North Carolina, along with about 1,000 other things that he does. We've only got just a few seconds, Mike, and I'd like to ask you, how afraid do we have to be that when we make a claim on our auto insurance, our insurance rates are going to go up? A lot of people don't make those claims for that reason. And we're just about out of time.
That happens more often in homeowners, and I'd say, don't file just a frivolous claim. But my number one advice on auto insurance or homeowners is to have replacement value coverage. It's a few dollars more, but worth its weight in gold. So call your agent today and make sure you have replacement value coverage, and make sure you have comp and collision on your policy to cover those little things.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I tell all guests, and I sincerely mean this. We're honored that you would come by and talk to Moore County. We appreciate it, and we hope you give us a pledge that you'll come back again.
I definitely will, and I want to, again, thank all of the firefighters here in Moore County that are keeping this community safe. And if we can help you at the Department of Insurance, give me a call, because we are here to help.
All right. Thank you. It's Mike Causey, the
Insurance Commissioner.
And State Fire Marshal.
And State Fire Marshal.
State Fire Marshal. Call your senator and keep him that way.
That's right. I hope everybody has a great week. Have a great Monday. Yeah, I'm ready for this week to be over. And we will be back here tomorrow. Who knows who will be behind the mic, but if you're lucky, it'll be Steve instead of me. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Come back. You'd better be laughing.
So, what have we learned? Heck, I don't know. But this is one crazy show. Bye now.
Cut! Cut! That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Well, y'all come back now, you hear?
I think we're through here.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, man. That's pretty much all I got, man.
Okay. Class dismissed. Rock on!
Well, let me tell you something. Everything comes to an end.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sandhills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Israel is laying total siege to the Gaza Strip, the jumping-off point for the deadly Hamas terror attack on the Jewish state, now into its third day. A total of at least 1,200 people, many of them civilians, have been killed, thousands more wounded. From Jerusalem, correspondent Joseph Fetterman says the Israel Defense Force is carefully combing areas of the south where the Hamas terrorists initially attacked.
They've cleared out many of these towns already. In some areas, people are still huddled in their homes. They're evacuating the remainder of these communities. They call them scans. They're searching house to house, going through every one of them. There's over 20 of them going through every home to make sure that the area is cleared before people can go back there.
The Pentagon is sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to be ready to assist Israel. It's the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier and will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. The large deployment, which also includes other warships and warplanes, underscores the concern that the U.S. has in trying to deter the Mideast conflict from growing.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Israel is sealing off the Gaza Strip, cutting electricity, fuel, and food imports, among other steps aimed at forcing the terrorists to halt their attacks. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. expected to drop his Democratic bid for president and announce that he'll be running as an independent or a third-party candidate. Kennedy's campaign teasing a major announcement for today in Philadelphia. Kennedy running as a third-party candidate would add a new wrinkle to the 2024 race for the White House. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 193 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
MCN News. I'm Mike Riley. Employers continued their hiring streak in September, surprising economists by boosting jobs for workers in restaurants, healthcare, and government. NC State University economist emeritus Dr. Mike Walden tells MCN News.
More jobs, better than fewer jobs. But the concern is that the Federal Reserve wants to slow things down, then obviously more jobs being created more than expected is doing the opposite, speeding things up, because their tactic is to slow the economy down, not put it in a recession, slow it down.
A failure of Israel's once highly reliable intelligence system preceded the Hamas attack over the weekend, leaving Israelis and Israeli allies also to wonder what went wrong. CBS's Holly Williams is there.
This attack is being compared to Israel's 9/11, and even in this part of the world where people are so used to living with the threat of violence, many Israelis are profoundly shocked.
A clinic that was forced to close as a result of the Martin General Hospital closure has found a new home. Renea Price is a family nurse practitioner at the medical clinic within a drugstore in the Washington County town of Plymouth, and tells WITN.
I actually was purchased by Martin General Hospital, which is Williamson Clinic Corporation. And then, of course, you know, about 2 months ago when the bankruptcy occurred, it kind of left all of our community without health care.